everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise wrap-up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong, here to wrap up the finale. Haley, how are you doing?
I'm good. Good thing we had quite a connection in the fantasy suite, so I'm not leaving you.
That's really
in
good.
In paradise.
You did not have your jeans on.
No, I still don't have my jeans on.
Yeah, that was good. I was, it's not a good sign, you know, sleeping in jeans, never comfortable.
That is a horrendous sign. Also, horrendously uncomfortable. Have you ever accidentally fallen asleep in jeans and just like woken up being like, why is this happening?
Yeah,
I think like, I don't like wearing jeans while I'm awake, never mind asleep.
Right. You can't like have peaceful REM sleep if you're wearing jeans. I think that. It's just like a prediction, like it's just going to cause nightmares. So I don't know. But we're talking about Robert, anyone who wasn't watching the show. But you pointed out, wasn't the very first episode that he ran into the ocean with his jeans on. So maybe he's just some other breed of human.
Maybe he's a never nude.
Maybe. We might be figuring something out finally. Not just
yeah, it's nothing against you, Sarah. There are dozens of them! Dozens!
Now he's off to try out for the Blue Man Group. Look for him touring the country.
Hopefully he won't blue himself.
Hopefully not. Oh, gosh.
So this show isn't about Arrested Development. We're here talking about Bachelor in Paradise, the finale, and how it was the most anticlimactic thing ever. Like, for a season that... Okay, like, I'll get your opinion on it.
Yeah.
Let me just, like, do a rant.
Yeah.
For a season that was so amazing, every episode, I think there was, like, one week where we're like, this is a little weak, but we still, like,
yeah.
loved it.
I think it was the first episode that maybe was the weakest, and then...
Yeah,
the
so
middle
for the finale
was all
to be so lame, it's just such a disappointment.
I agree. Especially the first hour. I mean, what did we have to trudge through?
Oh my God. It was, oh my gosh. It was like everything I hate about The Bachelor and more.
Okay. Well, let's start with the first thing. What was, like, let's nail down, like, what we hated about this. So.
Okay.
Shoot one thing out.
Okay.
At me,
so, like, it was, like, okay, we're used to being lied to by The Bachelor, but what we, like, we were promised, like, a twist of some sort, so we come to this episode, and Chris Harrison comes in and says, no more dates, no more people coming in, like, this is it, you guys have to have long talks, and it was just like, oh, that's it, they
that's
just talk, and, like, guys, Amy literally messaged me being like, oh, like, I missed what Chris, like, what the twist was,
I missed the first 10 minutes,
and I was like, no, yeah. like, no, like, he literally didn't say anything of value.
Right. They were all freaking out. I don't know. Like, we thought, okay, finally they're going to show us something that is, like, the big test. And even at the beginning, they were like, oh, there's something in the air. Something's changing. What is it? And because I went back and watched the beginning. And, yeah, it was just, oh, Chris coming in like, hey, guys, do you, everyone just take an honest, hard look at your relationship? Do you see this making the transition into your regular life? So if it's not there, just break up, pack your bags and leave. And, you know, that was it.
Which is such like a horrendous viewpoint. And
yeah.
I think it's
how do we...
hideously unfair to the people who came in late.
Really unfair.
Like, I don't get why it was like either be in a relationship or break up. Like if you met a guy like 3 days ago, you're not going to have that like, kind of a decision to make, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to happen. You're going to, you know, take the time to get to know each other and, like, date and blah, blah, blah. And, like, I know this is Bachelor Land and that's a pipe dream, but still, like, we have to have some, a little, like, a tad of realism in this BS shitstorm. That
yeah.
was the finale.
It's like, it seemed like in conflict with even like their own message on The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Like, okay, take the time to get to know different people.
Foster
and
the
then see. And yeah, like some of the people like Tassos that came just last week, or some of them that just paired up within a week or two compared to the beginning, which, you know, was a whole whopping like 5 weeks or who knows.
Yeah, but, and like, that's just, like, what's the point of even having those guys come in then? What's the point? You just wasted all of our time, Bachelor.
Yeah.
Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
Who the hell do you think you are? You think I have just endless hours to watch your BS? Obviously I do, because not only do I watch it 2 hours a week, I talk about it, but that's besides the point. Some people have busy lives, busy jobs, and they don't have time for this kind of S.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, like, why some of them, like, why would, did they feel so threatened by, like, Chris's thing? Like, oh, better leave now then, because, like...
Who the hell is Chris Harrison? Like, he's not the patron saint of getting it in. Okay? Like, newsflash. Why does Chris decide that, you know, they can be in a relationship or not? Why can't Christy and Tacos be like, you know what, babe, I like ya, but
yeah, let's
I'm
be,
not ready to be,
not ready to move to each yet. Other's towns, but let's be pen pals.
Obviously
or something.
Not, we met 3 seconds ago.
No.
Like, maybe... like, believe me, I get that the you have to take the show with a grain of salt, and this entire situation is just so convoluted, but this just takes it to a whole new level.
I think I just had an epiphany. Like, I think he wanted Christy and Jackie for himself, so he was like, oh, I gotta console these girls, like, you know, you guys just gotta
he
break
wants
up
a polyamorous relationship. He wants to be on Utopia. He wants to live the dream. You know what, Chris Harrison, BS. I'm calling you out. Right her. When
right.
You listen to this, you can
when
hit
he
me
listens
up.
To this.
You can have a nice long chat about it.
We need an after the final Bachelor in Paradise where you can confront her in the audience. Run on stage like that girl that
you
wanted to date Chris.
Lied to me.
Yeah. Oh, we totally needed that kind of show too. Like, I thought they were gonna like maybe go back to like all have like a reunion type thing. Like, we just had we spent all this time last week just predicting what, yeah, this twist might be, what the test might be. Was there money? You know, was there going to be some sort of, like, yeah, there was nothing. Yeah, I feel very cheated.
It feels just like, I'm just like, oh, that's it? Like, that's how I feel. That's how I feel about this whole situation, and it's stupid. And, like, all they gave us in, like, you know, not recapping the season, but like updates is like 3 seconds at the end. And it was just like,
yeah,
bullshit. Like, honestly, those last 5 minutes, easily my favorite part of the
yeah,
episode.
They were very funny.
They were flawless.
Yeah.
But I would
great
rather
editing.
Watch 2 hours of that rather than effing Marcus and Lacey staring into each other's eyes.
I know. I know. I don't even like have a vague recollection. I have a vague recollection of what happened.
Oh, I have
them,
a vague
but...
recollection of that terrible eyeshadow Lacey was wearing.
That, yeah, that's seared into my brain.
God, some... Lacey, you're too pretty for that. You know that. You know better.
I think maybe she's auditioning for a telenovela after this or some variety show down. Telemundo. Yeah. Guys, let us know in the comments
God.
If you were as disappointed as we were.
If
I think
you're
some
as fired
of you were.
Up about The Bachelor, you can tell us in the comments and then reevaluate your life choices like I'm going to right after this podcast.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to organize our thoughts here a little bit and still break it down couple by couple as we've been doing. So, kind of the show started...
They actually made it easier for us to break it down by couple this time. Like, they did it, like, in pairs.
Especially since a few of the couples, like, I don't even remember seeing them on the show the last episode. So.
Just like, bye, bitch. And bye. Then it was like, okay, bye. Like,
yeah.
See ya.
Yeah. So let's start with Ashley and Graham, who they kind of dealt with at the beginning of the episode. Any surprises with how this all went down?
Yeah, I'm surprised that Ashley didn't pull a Jodi Arias and stab him right there.
Oh, no.
Okay, this week I was in the States and had access to ESPN and Lifetime.
Uh-huh.
Guys, I watched a hell of a lot of Lifetime movies. And one of them was Jodi Arias story. So, like, that's on the top of my mind right now. And I was just watching the Ashley and Graham. I was like, Jodi Arias, Jodi Arias, Jodi Arias.
You, when you were crossing, like, customs, did you tell them, like, I'm going to the U.S. to watch Lifetime and ESPN? That was your intent?
Yeah, actually. That was... me. Why are you crossing the border? I'm going to go watch some ESPN because I can't get it at my house. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, have fun.
Nice. Yeah, I was surprised to just, let's see, like, I don't know. I was just thought maybe Graham would kind of do the Michelle thing, actually. I thought that he would just be like, oh, let's just kind of see what, you know, like, he's one of the seasoned veterans. I thought maybe he'd be like Michelle and be like, yeah, it's really like she's way all these steps ahead of me, but let's just see, you know, what Chris has on the table. But I think, yeah, he just got too scared, like, rightfully so. It was just like, yeah, she is not
what
I'm looking
for. Yeah, I
think
it was pretty clear from the beginning that our favorite who, Graham, was never like that into Ashley, and he's more or less creeped out by her and didn't want to be like, hey, we're not going to be together, because he feared for his life, as one should in that situation.
Yeah.
He just never seemed into it. Like, when they kissed, it was never, like, French kissing, as our friend Sarah would put it. It was just, like, you know, like, pecks that were just very superficial. Just like Ashley.
Yeah. Just like what Michelle
and it was, yeah,
noticed.
It was just, like, I never think that the editors get enough credit for this show. Maybe because, like, The Bachelor just gets no respect. So they get no respect, but, like, splicing Ashley's like confessionals of like Michelle and I are so close, and Michelle being like, Graham, that girl is insane, like, it was just hilarious to me.
Yeah, like Ashley telling the other girls like, oh, like, it's been so great and I love all of
and
you.
And my favorite storyline reemerged with like Lacey being like, oh yeah, you're into Graham, aren't ya?
Yeah.
Oh god, that's so, like, that's the only time she like shows a spark, is when she's like being a sassafras.
Yeah, keep her away from Marcus and we can actually see a personality. So
I guess like the bland just like oozes out.
Oh, we don't want to think about what's oozing out.
Ew! Together. No, but the cleaning staff at the Playa Papaya had definitely had to worry about it.
Playa Papaya, aka Morgan's Beach. So
okay, say Playa Papaya 5 times fast.
Playa Papaya. I can't do it already. Is that the real name?
That's what they said. Sounds I'm pretty
like it,
sure.
Right? Yeah.
Was that or like the Dreams Resort of like Tulum, Mexico, or something? I don't know.
Did it look like a resort of your dreams?
No.
No. Like a few like
any place where Cody has been hanging out for 3 weeks is no place for me.
Yeah. It was not their most dream destination, I don't think. But it has been renewed, right? Yeah.
Yeah, thank God.
Two. Yeah.
Jesus Christ of reality television was looking down on us and blessed us with another season of Bachelor in Paradise.
So, Chris Harrison, you have a chance to redeem yourself.
Yeah, I would love to see like a little bit of a revamp at the ending of this, because they had the formula so great for how many episodes was this?
Seven, maybe?
Like eight?
Seven or eight? Yeah.
They had a great formula for 7 episodes. And then right at the 8th episode, they just completely blew it. And you know what? Chris Harrison, executive producer, Haley and Amy are available for your services. We can tell you how to fix this. We're not sure how, but if you hire us, I'm sure we'll come up with a plan.
Yeah. Can we start one of those change.org petitions? Like, change the finale of Bachelor in Paradise. Started.
Well,
by...
we're gonna have Kickstarter, like make our own Bachelor in Paradise.
That would be good.
We'll get sued so hard. Anyway,
did it?
So,
yeah.
Graham and Michelle. I mean, Freudian slip. Graham and Ashley. So.
Oh, totally, Graham and Michelle. Didn't you think like
Michelle was just like, no, no, no.
Yeah, well, she said the nicest things about, she continues to say all these nice things about him, like, oh, she wants someone for him to be as genuine and authentic and sweet as he is, and he's the most important person to her besides her family. Why can't those two kids get together?
Yeah, why can't they just be together and make us all happy? Whatever, they're being selfish, and I don't appreciate it.
I know. What did you think of Ashley when she was saying, like, talking about Michelle, and she was just like, "Yeah, I just want to love on her." Is that creepy? Like, she was just saying that about
I
everyone.
feel like that's one of those
Is that a
things that a
Southern
girl will
thing?
say. Like, no, I think it's just like one of those things that a girl will say to be like, "Oh, like, we're so tight." Like, I don't know. Like, Ashley, everything Ashley does is just so fake, and that
Yeah.
just seemed like dripping with plastic to me.
Yeah, or how Michelle pointed out that she was saying things like, "I just need to serve him. I want to serve him better than he serves me. It's not about me. It's
Oh, I have so many
fake."
issues with that.
Yeah, me too.
I don't even know where to start. I've ranted enough, and we're like, what,
Just on
10
those two.
minutes into this?
15. Yeah.
Feeling like a
So,
rant cast.
why do you think Graham did not either bail earlier? Or try to, just mix it up. Like, not, why didn't he just, all he had to do was just not give her a rose one of the times when he was holding the rose all these other weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he just like, maybe he would kept waiting for someone and just like no one came at like his
No
interest.
one on his wish list showed up. Maybe, like, Sarah probably had Brooks down as, like, her bachelor crush, and maybe there, I wonder who the mystery one is that didn't show up for him. Could be somebody that he,
I
yeah, kept
wonder.
waiting for. Or, he was just thinking there'd be some sort of, good payout at the end or something. But
Yeah, or maybe he just kept thinking like things were gonna get better and they just never did. Like,
yeah.
it never felt like it should. I don't know.
Yeah. And it was just, I thought it was funny, just their conversation too. He just was so checked out, and she was really blindsided. So,
But even in that, she seems so like robotic about it. Like, she was clearly upset, but it was just like, well, like, I don't want us to break up. Like, we had everything going for us.
right.
I'm going to sit here in the back of the SUV and cry because that is what is expected of me.
That's true. And then she uttered this really sad statement. I still was the lucky one because he liked me. So that
Like,
was
girl,
painful.
like, just move. Like, okay, that it's rude of me to expect her to move on. Literally 3 minutes after she got broken up with.
She
But
has
I
been
don't
on the
know how
show
much
before.
compassion for her.
Yeah. Yeah, she was mean to Claire. She has been fake. And, she just, like, wouldn't let any, like, she wouldn't let anyone even just talk to him. She wouldn't, she,
Yeah, that, what a. Yeah,
yeah.
whatever. That's bachelor karma right there.
Yeah.
If
But I
that
also
even
felt like,
exists.
to be fair, I felt like Graham, he was not very fun to watch this season. It was just kind of, he was nice to look at, but he was just kind of boring. And even in this, we didn't see a lot of them on some of the episodes, and he had some fun moments, like when he was away from Ashley and was just kind of, counseling or chatting with Sarah or some of the guys to, like, get the scoop on certain things going on. But I don't know. I was hoping to see more of him. Like, he was the one that I was, like, really excited was in the cast, and then it was just kind of
Yeah, as was
blah.
I, and it's just kind of, yeah, it kind of fell flat.
Yeah. Oh well, hopefully he'll turn
True
up
love will
next
find
season.
them.
Yeah, yeah. Now, couple more couples: Tassos and Christy, Zach and Jackie. We saw them for about 2 minutes. Maybe that's an overestimation on this episode. Like, I was just so annoyed that, they have this build up of, like, who's gonna pick who and all these rose ceremonies, and then it's basically just like, oh well, I think we're still not quite there. Okay, bye. Like, both of them.
Yeah, it was just like you can take, another week, which is double the time you know each other, and see if it's gonna work.
Yeah, why did they have to just, like,
I feel like Christine Tassos is the one I feel most jilted about, which is weird because I have no invested interest
in
in
either
these
of them.
people.
Yeah.
But it was just like they seemed to have a really great date, and they just like they did not get a fair shot. Christy spent her time with this douche canoe, Jesse, and then when Tassos came in, she realized that like, oh, like, something could work out for me,
Like, then they go home. Like, that's not fair to Tassos to have to fly to Mexico for half a second.
Yeah. Like, he's stuck in that balcony hotel waiting.
Yeah, why couldn't they just be like, hey, I'd like to see you some more before I make the commitment, which is a completely reasonable feeling.
Right. Why couldn't Chris just tell
them? But not in Bachelorland.
No, he could have told them, like, hey, the next step is just going to be like you get an overnight date and then that's your chance to talk and see if you want to continue it after. He didn't tell them what it was. I think if they had known that, like that's what Michelle and Cody, they, you know, were like, oh yeah, we're just treating this as get to know you. And obviously that was good for them. So,
yeah, it wasn't going to turn into like everyone get group married on the beach.
Right. I mean, they were sending these people on that one episode when they all took a plane for overnight dates then. So what's the difference? You know, it's like,
I forgot about what. Yeah, this is just, I don't get it. And I didn't like it. And I don't think it was fair.
Yeah. And
Tassos got there 3 days ago.
Right.
I was supposed to build connection with someone.
Yeah. That's, and why, like, does he have to break up with her?
Yeah. Why can't they just, you know, take things back to USA and I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah. And then, yeah, is it like Chris is like scanning their Twitter feed right now? Like, oh, you better not be talking to Christy right now.
She signed a contract. Yeah. Like,
you broke it off.
I don't get it.
And I'm surprised by Zach and Jackie too, because like she, you know, explored with several of the men there and she had the dramatic, like, who's she going to pick? A few different times there, when she had Markel and Jesse, and then Jesse and Zach, and they had she and Zach had a pretty passionate cage
Zach
date.
Zach and Brooks.
Oh yeah, Brooks too. So
yeah, and I thought they were cute together, and I again don't get why.
Yeah,
they couldn't, and maybe
that was more
I don't
her,
know, and maybe Jackie just didn't like how much time and effort he put into Claire, because like Zach seemed like he was still into it.
Yeah, he said like, well, I just have to respect that I was open to staying. So I think he was kind of on the same page as like Michelle was with Cody, or Robert and Sarah, where they're just like, yeah, like, or not even Robert and Sarah, well, we'll get to them, but yeah, I was surprised that they just were like ready to bail, so, and lost a bunch of airtime, but I guess I don't know. It was just, yeah, really, I don't know, weak, I thought, of the show to do it like that.
Yeah, I didn't like that, and I hope for next season that they retool that part a little bit.
Yeah, it almost felt to me like they were like, oh, go redo that scene. You know, it just seemed very inauthentic. They were like, you know, such quick conversations, like, okay, bye. You know, kind of like some of these Team America missions on Big Brother, where it's like, there was the one where it just felt like,
tried.
Yeah, like it just felt like they had to go out there and be like, let's just chat about the mission, then reveal that we aren't going to do it. You know, like the diary room told them, like, okay, well, at least go out there until we have some footage. You know, that's what this felt like too.
But, yeah, it was annoying.
Yeah, allows us to move on to the couples that were there for the right reasons and decided to stay. Which, let's talk about Robert and Sarah.
I've always been a Sarah fan, and I thought this was a really cute pairing, and I like them a lot together. And they seem to like each other a lot together. And then all of a sudden, Fantasy Suite happens.
Yep.
And then they come out the next day with completely different perspectives on what happened the night before. And that's a very, like, Andy Juan Pablo kind of thing going on. But
oh, yeah.
I think for very different reasons.
Okay, what do you think happened here? All right, let's try to recap it a little bit. So, Robert and Sarah.
Okay, you go ahead.
Yeah, well, first, like, I thought it was cute when they had the little moment, because everyone was kind of revealing what their decision was. And we see Michelle, like, really tormented about what she's going to do. And, you know, Graham and Ashley obviously were on very different pages. Like, Ashley was like, yeah, like, I'm, you know, falling in love with him. And, you know, of course, we're going to move on. Like, if only everyone was like us, like, this would be a great love story on this show. And so, you know, people in very different places. And then I thought it was cute when Robert and Sarah just was like, well, just so you know, I'm not packing my bags. And he's like, oh, I'm glad because I'm not packing my bags either. And I thought it was like a cute little coded, like, way of being like, yeah, I like you, you know. And so, and we see their date going, you know, they both were really excited about it. Sarah was like, what do you think when she said, Yeah, I've watched the fantasy suite dates growing up, and they're so romantic. Like, that was a little weird to me. Like, is this what, little 11-year-olds are aspiring
Dreaming
for
of,
now?
oh no, oh no.
Yeah. It kind of explains a lot, some of her ITMs, I think.
Yeah, I think what I think is Sarah is deeply insecure. And so the fact that she wasn't rejected, but she wasn't like this
She
again, a
was always
guy.
comparing. She was comparing, like
Yeah,
she even
and
said.
again, a guy didn't show physical interest in her, and that probably hurt her feelings, which I can understand. I think her reaction was a little overblown, but that's been very Sarah. The reactions have always been just a little overblown, and you're like, girl, like let's take it back a notch. Let's reel it in. And I feel like she made her decision that they were breaking up before she even talked to Robert and
Yeah,
didn't
she's
get Robert's
kind of
side. And you know what?
reactionary.
If Robert didn't get why she was upset or why she didn't think the date went well, then you know what? She's probably better without him.
Yeah, they weren't communicating very well. But what was interesting to me was that she had, when she was talking with him, she said like she didn't start feeling that way till that morning. Like it was almost like hearing the other couples come back and saying how great their time in the fantasy suite was. Then she even like had more doubts about it. So maybe she was exaggerating, or it didn't seem like as awkward as it, when she was describing it afterwards. I don't know. Like, because I don't know how they could have such different stories where he said, "Oh, I thought it was great. I was really happy." I mean, he had a really like glowing ITM afterwards. So is he just fake? Is he just
Yeah,
like
he seemed genuinely happy, and like it's just, I don't know, Robert, you're a weirdo. You slept in jeans. Like, if you're okay, Sarah is a stunningly beautiful girl, and you're gonna lay next to her in jeans, Robert, really?
Opposite side of the bed, facing the
Really?
other way.
Not even a
She,
spoon.
right?
That's rude.
That's really rude. Yeah, it was just French kissing, apparently, that they, but they, in the their little whirlpool or whatever, it seemed like the editing beforehand showed they were in their robes, looked like it was going fine. And so I guess once the cameras left, he just like retreated to his side of the bed. Face She went to unbutton his jeans, as she said, and he pushed her hand away. And he didn't suck her neck, he didn't touch her leg.
Yeah, okay. Ugh, gross. Okay, you don't know. Okay, Sarah, never be jealous of a hickey on someone else who's in their mid-20s.
She, yeah.
Sarah, you don't
She is
want a
13,
hickey. You
I
are
think.
not 15. You are not
Haley, that's the
making out
next
for the
step
first
after
time at
French
your school
kissing.
dance. Oh,
She needs to
God.
move on. Like, first base is French kissing, second base is hickeys, right? In Sarah's
That's not
mind.
how I learned it.
Yeah. But she did go for the jeans, though, so
But
maybe she's not 12, but.
yeah, I feel like they're both in the wrong here. I feel like Sarah overreacted a little bit, but I also feel like if Robert wasn't comfortable being intimate with Sarah at that time, he should have communicated that beforehand. It would have saved a lot of hurt feelings, and I think she would have respected him a lot. If he was just like, you know what, like I need just a little more time. Like I like you so much. I think you're so great, and I want to get to that point, but I'm just not there yet. I think she would have understood.
Yeah, and he definitely wasn't like saying any of those things when she was confronting him about this either. Like, he didn't have a good defense when she was like, "Oh, I didn't feel like, you wanted to, touch me," or whatever she said. Like, that, like, I didn't feel
Yeah.
loved. He was just like, he said, like, "Oh, I was falling in love," but it just seemed so stilted and weird, and he just looked so confused. And I really felt like, to drop a really recent movie reference, like, it just reminded me of, like, the character that Tom Hanks played in Big. I was like, he must be like a 13-year-old like in a 30-year-old body or something, because he was just like, hey, we had fun, we, you know, this was the best date ever, like overnight there was a
pool. We played Lego and Connect Four, it was a ball.
Like, and what was he doing, like sneezing on her,
Robert?
She's like, don't blow your nose on me, please. He's like, I was inhaling. So they're both 13 in different ways. We figured it out, guys.
They are, so they should have stayed together. They're perfect.
Yeah. And Sarah, like, she had something like...
So they left.
Yeah. They, he was just like, well, I guess I should go now. I don't know. Yeah.
I wanted him to fight for her. Like, in every instance of this show where, like, the girl was like, all right, well, I'm leaving, I wanted the guy to fight for her. And yeah. I wanted Robert to be like Sarah, I hope we can work this out. Like, I like you so much, blah, 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 but, you know.
That would involve him, like.
Whatever.
Carrying a coherent thought, being articulate. So.
I think he's just a dumbass, frankly.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's just, like, a Mactor type. Doesn't really have anything to bring to the table besides, like,
he's so beautiful, mm-hmm. but, like, a dumb bunny. Like, get over it.
Yeah. And
Sarah, you can do better than that.
Sarah has not confirmed if he has a penis, so might have to look at
his shoes. Yeah, she doesn't know. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's the real life Ken doll.
Oh, maybe. He looks like one.
Oh my god, and that's why he kept his jeans on.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god,
this is another 80s movie. This is like Mannequin with the guy.
Okay. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, just a mannequin comes to life. So we could rewrite. We could write a new rom-com. Yeah. So, interesting.
But I'm sure, you know, Sarah's going to meet a real nice fella at her local Trader Joe's or Whole Foods.
Right.
So.
Whole Foods. But what's going to happen when
they
run
into
each other?
Actually, you tweeted something last night, hilariously. Oh, wait. Was it you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was you who tweeted, I hope. It's going to be really awkward when they run into each other at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Because that's where they wanted to have their date and carry it into the real world. And yeah.
I don't want to go on a date in Whole Foods. I'd want someone to buy me some of that premium organic popcorn that's worth like $10.
Oh, that'd be the best.
I'm not buying that for myself, that's for sure.
Yeah, no. That's why Trader Joe's is where it's at. A little bit cheaper. Not everything, but yeah.
Yeah, I like Trader Joe's better. They have fun packaging.
Yep.
And I feel like they're not is, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't remember any words tonight. They're not so, like, pretentious. Yeah,
right,
that's what I was...
Right, although...
Sure, it isn't quite as pretentious.
There was a Whole Foods...
There's no market that.
I used to live by a Whole Foods that had a singles night, though. I thought that would be kind of interesting.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was in Boston.
Oh, my God, hilarious. I bet they do yoga nights, like, in each aisle now.
Yeah. And I once met somebody who, like, her sole job was, like, just to, like, draw the chalkboard stuff at Whole Foods. I was like, wow. That was an interesting
career.
It's like
the best job ever.
Mm-hmm. If you're good with chalk. So, yeah, that was a surprising
chalk
one.
Chalk it up to skills.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry, guys.
So we've covered different places where you can get organic foods. And, good date options, everybody. And I hope Sarah has found someone that who is the hottest guy in Whole Foods, because that's really important to her. And but yeah, I was very surprised that the whole thing was very confusing, but they seem like ones that were for sure like gonna be at the end being like, yeah, they're still dating in LA. But no. Who should we cover next, Michelle and Cody?
Yes.
Okay, this was all over the place too. This was surprising for, I think, many reasons. I'm still a little confused of how it all progressed. But what do you think happened with Michelle and Cody? Brought them to where they are today?
Well, apparently he's packing heat.
Was that what put her over the edge, so to speak?
Put her over some kind of edge, that's for sure. Well, she was thinking rationally through most of this and being like she just didn't didn't expect what she got from Cody. Like, she saw this beefcake and was probably expecting him to be really shallow. Yep. He ended up being like, no, like, girl, like, ball's in your court. You know where I stand and you decide. Mm-hmm. And I think Michelle liked how forward he was. And, like, because Michelle's like that, too. She's, we've said it before, she's a little older and she's more mature and she's never been afraid to speak her mind. And I feel like Cody's been doing that, too, which is great. And as much as, okay, if we, let's just, like, rewind and let's just think about our draft for The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
If you would have told me then.
Your last draft pick. He was the last one out of the 25.
We just ended up together. Like, yeah, he was the default pick. Mm-hmm. You would have told me he would have been end up banging like the hottest chick in the Bachelor franchise history. 0.0% chance I would have believed you.
Right.
But here we are.
Right.
A modern love story.
I credit the pelican that pooped on him because it was good luck.
Yeah. I think, you know, Cody seems like a genuinely sweet guy, and I'm glad him and Michelle are happy together. And Michelle was waffling a little bit throughout the entire season. And the fact that he kind of stuck with her and was like, you know, like, I'm here for you. And he was never like, all right, girl, like, you got to make a decision. Like,
no, he came in like, hey, Claire, I'm only here for you. Like, you're it for me, baby. Like, I watched your season and you're what I want. And it's also, like, shows a sign of Michelle's maturity, too, that I feel like someone like Ashley or a lot of the girls would be like, well, he wanted Claire, so guess he doesn't want me, you know? Like, she saw that, you know, that he gave his date away and saw what, like, the qualities that he had, I guess, and didn't say, like, oh, well, I guess he's not for me, or, you know, she was willing to see what it was. But I think he also came at a good time when she was just like feeling really rejected and was just like ready to, like, thought she was going to be eliminated and was getting really upset, and he was sort of the guy that was hanging around camp, and they got to know each other without going on the dates at first, and he just was like bench pressing her, and they were buds at first, I guess.
Yeah, and then it just kind of grew from there, and I don't know, it didn't seem organic, but it was just kind of real from Michelle. And then I think the cornerstone of the relationship was Jesse telling her she shouldn't date him. And then she was like, do I really want to take relationship advice from Jesse?
Right.
And then she just did the opposite of what he said, and everything has worked out since.
And she found someone better in this episode to get advice from, her daughter, Brielle.
Who, like, seriously impressed at how well adjusted this young woman is, that her mom has been on four iterations of this idiotic show.
Right.
She seems like a very intelligent girl.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
It was very sweet. And I think it was exactly what Michelle needed to hear. Like, who cares, like, that his arms are bigger than your waist? Which is, can we get a tape measure? I want to know.
Yeah.
Brielle was just like, follow your heart, girlfriend.
I know, it was so cute. She's like, oh, what's his name? Like, she said, oh, it's a cute boy. His name is Cody. That's the mom. Michelle's saying that. And she's like, his name's Cody. That's cute. He's just such a, like, little girl.
I was
waiting
for her to be like, oh my god, like, that's my favorite member of 5 Seconds of Summer's name.
Yeah.
Actually, I have no idea what the guys in 5 Seconds to Summer's names
sounds
are, but
like,
I just know there's no Cody in One Direction.
No, that's not a very British name, I don't think. But, or she could have said, like, from Big Brother this season, but
my god,
this was before Big Brother.
Shit, I would have been all over that.
Yeah. Well, that would have been a hot couple. They should have put Michelle. Too bad she's an ABC girl. She could be in the Big Brother house. And, yeah.
Like a modern day Romeo and Juliet.
That would be good. And then she said, well, it doesn't really... Oh, I thought it was really funny, too. She said, like, Mom, well, you don't have to decide now. I mean, just get to know him. And Michelle's like,
oh, sorry,
actually, Brielle. I do.
Chris Harrison is standing behind me, breathing down my neck.
Literally with a gun to my head.
Right now. Yeah, she said literally with a gun to her head. I was like, girl, you do not know what literally means.
Yeah.
It's because if
really
someone is holding a gun to her head, the Bachelorette's security has gotten seriously lax since, you know, Chris arrived at the mansion.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah, for her daughter to say that and, like, yeah, for her, to have a mom that's always on the show and to be like, take your time. It's like, wow, she should really, like, she and Nick's little sister, I tweeted something about how they should, like, be the new, like, bachelor psychologist or start their own, you know, couples therapy show. The 12-year-olds, they know what it takes. And she also said it doesn't really matter how cute he is. Like, do you like his personality? Is he nice? So, and then that was the epiphany that Michelle needed, I think. But Michelle already thought he was cute, but I thought it was funny throughout, like, this whole time. And even Chris Harrison was like, what is it about this guy? Like, nobody, the, you know, the famous couples that came later were like, oh, I didn't really think that they were together, but it seems like she likes him. Like, everyone can't really put it together with Cody, what it is. So
no, but they went to the fantasy suite, and she declared that he was not getting laid that night, and he just kind of giggled because he knew that wasn't true.
I guess so. I guess he knew what he was packing or something. What did you think of all these bleeps?
I love them.
Like, is she messing with the editors? Like, having fun? Like, did they come out of there and were like, let's do this, like, let's just have fun with it? Or were the editors screwing with Michelle?
I think it's I think Michelle knows what to say to get on camera. Like, she's been on, you know, this ain't her first rodeo. Like,
right.
And she probably has a really good rapport with these people. So, like, you know, she's having a friendly, hilarious conversation and it just happens to be recorded.
Yeah.
She's probably a little tipsy, too. She had to get her last shots in at the open bar before heading back to America.
Yeah, I mean, she came out of that fantasy suite and said in her ITM, I am really sore and really satisfied. So there wasn't even bleeped. That was just like she was, you know. But then there's, okay, I have her other comment where she said, like, her thoughts when he had that big of body that maybe his, maybe usually she stereotypes guys with that big of a body that they have a bleep bleep, but maybe his bleep is very muscular, like the Hulk. So how else are we supposed to take that?
Well, I wasn't the one taking it.
How did Michelle take it? Sore.
I don't know. Like, a friend and I had a conversation. Like, maybe she didn't actually say what we thought she did.
Yeah.
But then, like, the later confessionals kind of made it sound like that was what, you know, we'll never know. It's a mystery.
I thought maybe she was saying something about a brain. Like, you think someone who has that big of a body doesn't have a big brain, but maybe his, would you say muscular about a brain? I don't mean, I don't think you'd say that about what I, you know, what the other thing we were thinking either.
Someone said to me, like, heart, maybe.
Yeah. Like, I think she was, like, not thinking, maybe she didn't think she'd be bleeped and was saying something, and they just thought it'd be funny to bleep it. Because they have the liberty to do that.
Yeah, why not?
But I thought, yeah, it was fun. They had fun with her. And then when she was talking to Lacey, too, like, doing the, like, ooh, what happened? Like, she was just like, oh, we bleeped the bleep out of every corner of that room. Like, I think she was just, like, having fun with Lacey there and, like, or maybe thought they wouldn't show it, or was like, didn't care.
But I thought it was really cute when, like, they came in the door and was like, guess who has a boyfriend? Like, I thought that was cute. Like,
yeah, my announcement.
My stone heart softened just a little bit.
Yeah. It's, you know, Cody deserves love, and Michelle deserves love. And, yeah, when we saw the end credits, too, like, that's when I saw, like, that, like, oh, she led her kid around him with, like, an Instagram video. That was like, this is real.
Yeah, I thought that was very cute. And, you know, I'm hoping for the best for them.
Do you think her daughter was, like, at that resort? Like, do you think
I hope not.
Because it looked like they were at that same ocean. I know. Stay out of
the
ocean.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't know. Maybe they're at the Great Salt Lake. I don't know how the waves are there. But maybe they went on a California vacay.
Maybe.
Where does he live? Where is he from? Chicago?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
It's not a horrendous commute.
To Utah?
It's not that bad, is it?
It's pretty far.
I guess, yeah. But it could be worse.
But they said he's moving there.
Yeah.
But right now he's busy training the Bachelor.
I can definitely see, you know, Chris really fitting in with the Mormon community in Salt Lake City.
Cody, yeah. Blonde.
Who did I say, Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, I had souls on the brain.
All right. You're excited already for
I am so excited. Just, like, so looking forward to it. It's going to be the most dynamic season yet.
So if Cody is training Chris now as his personal trainer, like, do you
is
think
his bleep going to be bleep or is it going to be muscular?
Right. And will we have Cody being the one to, like, give Cody and Michelle giving love advice to Chris at the beginning? Like, Sean talking to Juan Pablo? Like, I really want to see, like, a workout sequence in the cornfields of, like, boulders and, you know, lifting tractors. It's going to be good.
It's going to be interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah. Anything to add some personality to. Add some bulk to Chris's package. At the beginning. Yeah. I'm just looking at my notes. And one thing that, like, weirded me out, though, like, I just felt like I was, the whole time, I felt like Michelle was going to, like, do the Graham move and bail on Cody. Like, he was so intense this whole time, and he was talking about, like, I see you as my wife. Like, he was just, to me, like, all those comments I thought would be a turnoff to her. They were to me watching, so.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, but we're also not the type of people to apply to be on The Bachelor. So,
right.
You know.
Right. That is true. Well, it leaves us with America's favorite couple.
America's sweethearts.
Yeah. The role models of Bachelor in Paradise. Everybody, like, they kind of ruined it for everybody else. Like, They
ruined it for me.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
They made people bail because they were like, well, I don't have what Lacey and Marcus have. And I really think they're better off if they don't. I was not loving this couple the whole time. By this time, I've been
bored.
I was
fine with it. It was just like Marcus was boring. And then like Lacey was boring. And then the two of them together was just soups boring. So.
Yeah. Did anything stand out to you of their one-on-one time?
No.
Besides her saying, like, you complete me from Jerry Maguire.
Ugh, they're so boring.
Yeah.
Everything about them was boring. I think I got a snack during them.
Yeah, I was definitely, like, checking Twitter a lot more during that. And, like, there's just not... I was just not into it. It's just... He was the same way with Andy. Just like, you're everything to me. You make me believe in love. And
yeah,
monotone.
He didn't bring her to a strip club like he brought Andy, which is disappointing.
Yeah, he could have, you know, it was hot in Mexico. He should have done some strip teases, at least. Maybe like a,
yeah.
I don't know, mariachi.
Well, he just
stripped
down to his tidy oranges.
That's true. But that was before he was tied down with Lacey. That's when he was trying to get Lacey's attention. She was with mm-hmm. Robert. Oh, how different could have been if we turned back time.
I could turn back time. I would find a way. Well, I hope we don't get sued for that.
I think it's short enough. let's see. Anyway. She came back from their fantasy suite and said that they stayed up all night talking, loving on each other, and they showed what love really is.
Oh my god, I puked in my mouth. That snack that I got while they had their date.
It came up right now.
It came up. It came up later.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know. He makes her feel, she said, he makes me feel like I'm the only girl that exists on this world. On this world. So, she's on another planet.
Like I'm the only girl in the world.
Yeah, she's all cliches.
All cliches. We've got their Rihanna lyrics.
We've got their wedding playlist started here.
Hey, Marcus and Lacey, if you want to hire us to be your wedding singers, I've got nothing going on.
We'll start the Pinterest board right now. Planning. We can definitely improve the makeup that she'll have. And the hair.
And, oh my god. If I could do a wedding makeover for G-Fran, I would. Yeah. She needs it.
Okay.
She is too pretty for what she puts her body in.
Yeah. But maybe I just got annoyed by her baby talk the whole time, but she was less pretty to me at the end than she was at the beginning. And I don't know if it was just the makeup, but she started to look kind of like like a good-looking Simpson to me. Like her face was like very cartoony. Mm-hmm. I think it was June Song had tweeted that it looked like she had like a mustache or something was weird with her lip, and I didn't quite see that, but I feel like it was kind of the Simpsons scrunchy lip kind of thing going on. I don't know. She's gorgeous, but you know,
you're like, right. The baby talk bothered the hell out of me.
Yeah,
I feel like he baby talks too, though.
He baby talked right back to her. Yeah, you're everything I ever wanted. Everything. Everything. It was just, ugh. But how likely, I mean, 100%, 99.9% that this spring, special ABC presentation.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Marcus and Lacey.
Definitely. Well.
On the aisle.
We're not holding out hope for a Nikki and Juan Pablo wedding, so we gotta have something to tell our time.
Did you see the promo for couples therapy?
Oh, I did. Well, I was knocking back like 4 episodes of Dating Naked while I was in the States because I had access to VH1.
Oh, okay.
I saw numerous
nice
clips featuring
there was
them.
One during this episode. I didn't see that. Which I thought, like, ABC, VH1, like, that's interesting. Like, I don't know if they're related at all, but it was like very smart to like put an ad during then for the audience. But yeah, because the ad I saw was like only featured Juan Pablo and Nikki. So are you going to be tuning in? I think it starts the 10th. Yeah.
I don't think so. Unless someone can send me the DVDs and then I will watch it.
Yeah.
My internet is too unreliable.
Put the clips out there. Yeah. I would, it'd be interesting. I'd like to see how like Evil Dick interacts with Juan Pablo. I think that might be some fireworks there.
Why is Evil Dick on the show? Is he like hosting it or is he on it with someone?
There's someone. Some girlfriend. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, let's see. We get to, you know, what the next phase was, 3 couples that everyone wanted to hear from.
Oh my god.
Appear.
I was hoping I would never have to watch Sean and Catherine riding in on their high horse ever again. But you know what? No.
No.
They get shoved in her face once again. Also, I never saw Jason and Molly season. Mm-hmm. Molly is stunning. Like, she is so pretty.
Yeah. She, it's funny because when I watched her season, like, I thought the girl that he originally chose, Melissa, was like really cute, and so I didn't really notice Molly, and I thought it was but yeah, she looked really good.
I thought she looked amazing, and like I'm always a fan of Chris. He is a one good looking fella.
Yeah, but we didn't get to see much of him this time. They were like they seemed the most normal couple, but they didn't really, I don't know.
They're getting married soon.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're getting married in the fall.
Okay, so maybe that will be on ABC too?
Definitely going to be on TV.
Yeah. They just seem more normal, so they're not a flashy bachelor couple, and he was just kind of like the
And they're not
sweet
at
guy.
After all the final roses.
Right.
Like,
they're not like, so high
oh,
horse.
Like, we're better than you.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all
I do
three
have a
these?
Soft spot in my heart for Sean and Catherine. I really
you do.
But they annoy me.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, and he kind of like, I feel like he's kind of doing the Dan Giesling thing. Like, he gets to like travel around. Like, I don't think he's written a book yet, but he like gives speeches places. And stuff.
Yeah, that is exactly the feeling I have about it.
He's got a blog going on, and then he gets other people to like, Nick was on his blog and Markel. He talked about like Markel's decision. So he's kind of like, yeah, he's like the authority on like, okay, I know like what this process means and what it should be. And I'm going to criticize like that it didn't, when it doesn't work out. And were all those couples, those three, were they all, I was referring to them as the Juan Pablo jury, but I wasn't sure if Molly and Jason were at Juan Pablo's finale or not. I couldn't remember.
No, I don't think they were, but
they were too old school.
Oh yeah, I guess Chris and Des were there too. How awkward is it that like you have to like hang out with your ex-boyfriend so often like that?
Who?
Well, Des and Sean.
Oh my gosh, I didn't really put that together. Because I think it was Mel Got Served tweeted that like, oh, we were denied an Ashley awkward reunion with Sean. Like, that would have been interesting if she had stayed. But yeah, I didn't even put it together. Like, I guess they must have moved past it because they're just, Sean like is totally all about the process. And so he, you know, can just be friends with Desiree or something. I don't know. Yeah. I was like waiting for like it to be like, all right, we have 3 ultrasounds, 3-for-1 deal in Mexico. Come on, like there'd be some weird announcement.
Oh my god, that sounds like the worst deal ever.
Yeah. Who's the father? Yeah. Do you think any of them had great advice? I don't really remember much of what happened. They did like rapid fire.
Yeah, I thought that was like they were just like Cody and Michelle, they're not going to do well. And then Cody and Michelle were like, try us. And they like killed it.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
He knew like her favorite food.
And I guess
Sean
and Catherine were. And they get the stamp of approval out of overall bachelor relationships. So.
Right. They should like be the witnesses at Marcus and Lacey's wedding. They should be best man, maid of honor, or matron of honor. And, with Chris Harrison presiding. Yeah, they know everything. Let me see if there's anything else that stood out to me with, not really, of those people. Just, yeah, it seemed weird to me that this was all happening down in, like, that it wasn't live, you know, that we didn't have a real-time update. Like, why not just have it in LA?
I wanted something. I just wanted something.
Yeah, bring back these people that caused all the drama and not just these boring ones at the end. But well, you wanted something. What about Marcus and Lacey at the rose ceremony? Isn't that what
Yay.
We all wanted?
Yeah. Well, okay. I know we kept joking that the prize was love this entire time. Yeah.
You have to keep
but
reminding
clearly
me.
The prize was a $30,000 Neil Lane engagement ring.
Where the heck did that
come
from?
That was the real prize.
Where was Neil Lane? We didn't get the whole montage. Like, they just... Marcus just worked it out. He just winked at Chris.
I can imagine
right
Chris Harrison like opening his phone, like speed dialing Neil and be like, stat, we need a ring here right now. I don't care what it looks like. Just get it down here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess they couldn't have shown him looking at it because that would have spoiled it. So were you surprised by this Marcus taking it to the next level so quickly?
So boring.
He's been so patient this whole time to, you know, he's not one to rush into things. And
no, definitely not. He definitely likes to take things slowly, for
yeah.
sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was ready to do this with another girl 2 months ago, but here we are.
Who are we to judge?
Right. And then... Lacey, like, as she's, like, accepting the proposal, is already rushing to, like, I'm going to be such a great mom to your kids. And I was just like, I said, ew, like, out loud as I was watching, like, to myself, to my dog. And, like, just live in the moment, people. Like,
Don't ever say you can't wait to mother the other person's babies. Like, it creeps me out.
It's very creepy.
And
yeah.
I'm what is important in all of this.
Right. Yeah, I think they're just the types that just want to really accelerate whatever moment they're in. It's like, okay, well, we're going to move in together. We're going to, like, get married. We're going to, you know, like, just met. And so now they're already, like...
Calm down and enjoy each other.
Exactly. Be engaged for a little while, but maybe you didn't even need to get engaged this fast. But, you know, what's done is done. It was just, yeah, it was very, I don't know, like, it was not that exciting to me at all. But maybe others disagree. Like, maybe there was like a whole like side of the audience that was just like really excited for them. What do you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
But those are the ones that are a fan of Chris being chosen as the next Bachelor. So.
That's true. That Venn diagram, like, there's a lot of overlap there. Yes.
But so let's move past them because they're stupid and I don't like them. That's yeah. wrong, Healy. Like you, they're fine. They're fine. I just, you know, I'm bored by them.
Yeah.
And I need to be constantly entertained because right. I was raised in a generation where I need to be constantly entertained. Anyway, so we'll move on to the only 5 minutes of the episode that was worth watching. Oh,
the best. Like anyone, you need. I just rewatched it before we were recording tonight. You could have not watched any of these episodes. And I know we said this about like the reenactment and the Kaylin's one-on-one date. We'll add this to the list of just go back and, you know, go to abc.com and, you know, watch the stupid ads and then go to the very end and get the last 5 minutes. So
it was very cute, and like it was so it was kind of like, okay, maybe I'm just making this up in my head.
Okay.
But it was like, did you ever see the Babysitter's Club movie?
No, I was of the book era, so I read the books. And I was too old by the time the movie came out, I feel like, that I was like, no.
Anyways, I feel like at the end they did, like, a pause and, like, update of everyone's relationship. I mean, they definitely do that.
They do that in, like, 80s, 90s, like, too. Yeah, Can't Hardly Wait. Just, like, it's kind of like a teen movie, kind of classic thing.
It's like,
yeah,
it's like a summer camp thing. And,
yeah.
And it was kind of cute that they did that, and they kind of updated everyone, and they, yeah, like,
digs.
Chris and Elise broke up after 2 weeks, and, like... Yeah.
And they did the Elise speech at the beginning, too. Like, they played, like, her, sometimes you have to go through a storm to get to a rainbow. And then they show, like, funny clips. Like, they reminded us of the things that we loved about this show. We got to see Dylan and Markel doing their, like, bro hug, you know, jumping in the air, chest bump thing. And I was like, oh, like, it made me get wistful, a little teary about, oh, my favorite couple of Bachelor in Paradise. And... Some funny little captions on what happened with Mr. Putz and Michelle.
Oh my god, that was funny! Like, and they also like threw in like the reenacting, yeah, the jumping from the balcony,
falling. That was the best, I think. That was really good. The raccoon and Claire. They said Graham deleted his Instagram account.
He didn't, though, did he?
No, because somebody tweeted it to you and you just thought it was boring.
Maybe Ashley deleted him from it, like unfollowed him.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, so that was fun. And we are left now to just wait for The Bachelor, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be a long wait for that.
I know, it will be. If the Chris and Dez are getting married this fall.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have a wedding special.
Yeah.
For show.
Tide us over.
We're going to have one for show.
And then we will definitely do a wrap-up about it.
We sure will.
Reaction to the wedding. It'll be bigger than the royal wedding in our eyes. Should we update what happened with... Michelle and Cody... still in love, and spring wedding planned for Marcus and Lacey. And
I'm shocked that they're not getting married in the next few weeks.
Right. They can always move it up. Yeah. That is the most surprising thing, that they're taking that a little slowly. Not really. So, not even a whole year. Let's see. Do you have any... Oh, no. I have some questions that we got from the audience, and I have a few questions that, this one wasn't really directed at us, but I feel like, it was Nick Vile. He tweeted a question, and I'm just going to pretend that he sent it to us to answer. So he says, @ViLeNicholas28, does Sarah realize how awesome she is at dropping sexual innuendos?
Probably not. Yes, maybe. She's a smart girl. Like, she can't, like,
I don't know,
not do it.
I think she said, he can, like, get to know me in every way possible that he can get to know me off camera, and I hope he goes there. I hope he digs deep.
Yeah,
she said it very earnestly. Yeah.
That might be a little extreme.
Out of context comments from Sarah. That was fun. Let's see. We have also at Survivor B. Again, she didn't quite tweet this at us, but she asked this question, and I'm sure she would love it if we talked about it. And she actually, Haley, I am going to be joining another podcast during the fall, but you'll always be my first podcast love.
You will always be my boo.
Yeah.
You're welcome, everyone. You're just getting a show tonight. You know, I'm not a jealous gal.
That's good.
I know I'm your first, and you'll return back to me at some point.
Yep. Priorities are always Bachelor, anything Bachelor franchise. but we don't know that there'll be anything in the fall. And so I'm going to be talking Bachelor Australia, everybody. No, I wish. Is that going on still? I don't know.
Heard it was really great.
Yeah, I just need someone to send me the links to that. But there are some Bachelors, and they are Australian, on this show, Big Brother Australia. And it's already out on Rob has a website. If you're already subscribed to reality TV Rehab Ups, Kurt Clark and Mallory Beasley, we're covering BB UK, Celebrity Big Brother, and we cover the launch tonight. And I'll be joining Kurt for the season to cover Australia because I think Mallory just needed a break after BB UK. It's like they're a lot more, they're like daily episodes for BB UK and maybe like 5 a week for Australia. But it was a fun launch night and a fun show to watch if you're interested in following that along. Anyway, she has been a great tweeter with Bachelor in Paradise, and she said, hashtag Bachelor in Paradise is jumping the shark as we speak. Why are you getting rid of all the crazies in the first 30 minutes? Why?
That's a really great point. The crazy is what we love about it.
Yeah.
I think the boring couple should have gone home at the beginning.
Right. And
we could have had the crazies stick it out.
That would have been much better. And yeah, I think a lot of us were hoping for some sort of reunion so we could see the crazies that left us early on. I'd rather have Kaylin back to just like roast all these couples and stuff. So, oh well. Let's see. We got a comment from listener at Gallagher_Shane. He says, Michelle, proving to us all that size really does matter. So that
theory... I wonder how big Cody's feet are.
Ooh.
Well, I guess it's still probably up.
Yeah,
it's
still up there. Yeah.
Okay, let's... You look. Your internet's better than mine.
Okay.
I'll amuse you guys.
All right. I'm going to be looking for this. And let's see. You can comment on... let's see. Ding, Mary, Kill. Okay.
Oh, okay. I like those.
This Big is fan. From... at Survivor Twerks. So, your fashion...
Friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show. DMK. Robert's jeans in bed. Marcus's hairy chest. Cody's muscular bleep bleep.
Well, I think the ding is obvious. Muscular bleep bleep. you know, I'm going to have to go with Mary Marcus's hairy chest and kill Robert's jeans.
Mary
the chest? I feel like that's the only right answer.
I think so.
I don't know. I guess unless you're like soups not into chest hair. Doesn't bother me that much, like, as long as it's not like a forest.
Yeah, that was like one interesting thing about him. So, oh, Cody's shoe size 11.
Okay.
That's the lower end, but not the lowest of the low.
Nothing crazy.
Right.
It's not that much bigger than my feet, though, so.
Right, but we're not getting width, like, we're not getting, like, narrow.
We're not getting the girth of his feet.
Yeah. So.
Maybe he has to buy a really wide shoe.
Maybe. Yeah, we're not getting all the dimensions here. So until Michelle joins us to give us the lowdown, we can only speculate. Also, a friend of the show, at Reed Johnson, had a comment. He said, Michelle talking about Cody's bleep just made my bleep go away. Hashtag Hulk smash, hashtag Yopo, hashtag Bachelor in Paradise. So he's letting us interpret his bleeps as well. Bleeps on Twitter are 4 asterisks, in case anyone was wondering. And at Big E Jacinto on Twitter, did you ladies think at one point that Michelle and Graham would end up together tonight?
Kinda.
Yeah, they led us to sort of believe that, as they like to do in previews and such, you know, on the commercial break.
Yeah, I don't know. And just kind of like the conversation where it was like, Graham is like the best thing that has ever happened to me. And it was like, girlfriend.
Yeah.
What about C Money?
Yeah, I was wishful thinking, hoping that would happen, I guess. Another question about Michelle at Sweeney_318, Brendan Sweeney on Twitter. What odds would Vegas have put on Michelle Money picking Cody on Bachelor in Paradise? 500-1, 1,000-1? So you're good at these
Even
odds.
Those are, odds are too high.
I think so, too. Yeah, just like we talked about with the draft. We just know. Like, now we have to rethink, like, okay, next Bachelor season. Imagine we didn't really know exactly what to put in our draft. So like, we didn't know there'd be Bachelor in Paradise, but, like, think of all the points. You already, like, won by a landslide, but, like, the points you would have got for, like, hooks up with the hottest girl after some other franchise
show. Can you, like, I'm already shocked at the amount of points that Cody
got
gave
you.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
If we would have had, like, is on spinoff of Bachelor franchise show, like, mm-hmm. I would have killed it.
Right.
I would have... Except...
Marcus gets
none of my other people were on it, I guess, right?
Marcus.
Dylan wasn't mine. Dylan was Rob's.
No. So I would have got my Markel and Tasso's points, but they didn't do much there. Marcus proposed, and you had Marcus.
Oh, that's true. I had Marcus. How could I forget?
Yeah. He was your number one. Your number one and your last one are like, oh, man. You should buy a lottery ticket.
How the times change.
Yeah. And also, we should have thought, like, poor Rob, because now his, like, last guy is the next Bachelor, but we didn't incorporate any of those points. You know, we had to, you know, he would have got at least... pity points for, you know, you should have something for choosing whoever ends up the next Bachelor. Oh, excuse me. Drinking my water here. We're getting fired up, so.
Y'all, fired up, y'all.
At A Hob on Twitter, I'm so confused. I can't tell if Robert was a gentleman, insincere, or chicken shit. Help.
I think he was a dumbass. I think he just didn't get it.
Doesn't get it. Yeah. I think he and Lacey might have, you know, I think she could have been just as happy with Robert, I feel like. I feel like they're kind of interchangeable with
Yeah, Mark. They're just both pretty and boring.
Yeah. And Dan Connolly had a comment on Facebook. He said, I think Graham needs a reset button to say thanks but no thanks to Ashley back on day one.
What is this, Big Brother 16?
Yeah. I think they needed something like that. Like, I was even thinking, like, there should have been something even at least a little more dramatic for them making their decision to break up. Like, have a ceremony, like, do the rose ceremony or something. Like, what? Like, they just forgot what show they were on. And they were just like, oh, yeah, see you later, Jackie. You know?
Oh, it was nice meeting you.
Yeah, hug it out. Yeah. All right, that's it for our questions. Do you have anything intriguing from social media to share?
I have a few tweets from our loyal friends and followers.
Nice.
I have one from @MelGotServed. I got to watch Utopia with her this weekend. Ooh. But unfortunately, we didn't get to live tweet Bachelor in Paradise together. Aww. But, you know, things happen. She said, only 3 stars for Papaya Ply on TripAdvisor. Must be the raccoon problem. And she posted a link to the TripAdvisor review of the resort.
Oh, you guys, anyone who's going there, let us know. Give us the scoop. Put your review and say, like,
we should have, like, the next RF party there.
We should. Okay. We need to, like, you guys, I think there's
Rob,
an anniversary coming
listening.
Up. We need a RJP reunion somewhere. And why not Mexico? Why not where love can happen?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Bachelor in Paris. Paradise. We have time to work on it.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And I have one from Mel Got Served too. She said, hey, @CrispyHarrison, would you say love, it don't come easy? # Wes forever. Favorite country singer. Because, yeah, Chris got, like, very, like, holier than thou too with his little, like, you guys, love isn't a fairy tale always. It's like, well, okay, what? You're working for The Bachelor. Like, come on. Like, you can't just be so contradictory. Like,
Chris
believe your own
is bitter
story.
In his old age and divorce.
Yeah. I don't know. They need some consistent script writers on this show. Chris is just reading his cue cards.
I have one from The Bachelor Burn Book.
Okay.
They said, Ashley is totally having a Gretchen Wieners moment right now. I am such a good friend.
Totally. She was like... Yeah, she's, yeah.
I also had another one from Bachelor Burn Book. Mm-hmm. They said, we love how on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, they try and hide what happens in the fantasy suite. On Bachelor in Paradise, nope.
Yeah, they really wanted the details from everybody. So, although there's a few times where you get... like on Jillian's season, like they really implied via editing that Ed had some mechanical difficulties.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And like Jillian being disappointed and stuff like that. Like, they just splice things around. Like, I don't know if that was really what happened, but...
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah. So, let's see. Ashley Frazier, we were just talking about, had a tweet. I was hoping for raccoon therapy. Why didn't Ashley get a raccoon?
Even the raccoon was afraid of her.
Maybe. Maybe.
I had one from at Ari Ferrari. He said, daughter, ew, mom, Cody, are you being serious? He's a juicehead gorilla.
Yeah. I guess she doesn't let her daughter watch The Bachelorette yet.
Yeah.
She's not like neither Sarah's parents. I have Josh's scarf, at Scarf of Josh. It's like the last day of summer camp on Bachelor in Paradise. Do we write, see each other in school, or look for each other in 20 years? It was kind of like summer camp, I feel like.
Yeah, but I feel like the missing, what might happen is they're all going to hook up with each other on a cruise in about 6 weeks.
That's true. Yeah, they're not going to wait 20 years. They have Instagram, Twitter.
The last tweet I have is from at Jacqueline Schwartz. She said, but I don't want you to break up with me has never worked for me either, Ashley.
Yeah. Not really, like, the best plea at the end. Like, Graham was already, like, so checked out. It's just never going to work. Like, oh, no, I don't want it to be like this. Sorry. Yeah, they had a weird, like, thing where she was like, well, you're choosing something, like, he's like, you know, we're both leaving. She's like, no, you're leaving. And she's just trying to really specify. And it's like, well, we're both, you know, parting ways. But yeah, he kind of made the call. So she wanted to point that out. I have two more. At Brittany_Haynes from Big Brother. I need to punish myself for watching the Bachelor in Paradise finale. It's a new low. I just like to out the people that are watching it that we might know in the reality world from other shows. So another one is at Tyson Apostle. # Bachelor in Paradise. Is anyone on the show actually there for love besides Cody? # free vacay. # screen time.
Absolutely not. Everyone is there for the free vacay and the open bar. And, like, you know what? I would be there, too, if I were them.
Yeah? Wouldn't want to be on the regular show, but you'd go for Bachelor in Paradise?
Why not?
Hang out at the bar?
Yeah.
Okay, of all the guys that came through Bachelor in Paradise, and if you were there this season, who would you have wanted to go to the last fantasy suite date with at the end?
I'm torn between Brooks and Dylan, but probably Brooks.
Okay. Yeah, and he didn't have, like, the whole Elise drama following him around either.
That's so true, yeah. That was
fear
a lot
for your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, I would have been afraid of Graham as well because of Ashley's claim to him. So, and then he turned. Yeah, I think Brooks is the right choice there. But you didn't run into Dylan when you were in Boston?
No, I didn't. I was so disappointed. Aww. I was hoping I would, like, have a beautiful, like, meet cute with him at Fenway or something, and it just did not happen. Oh, heartbreaking.
Oh my gosh, what did you think of Fenway?
It was wonderful.
Isn't it just,
I had a good time. We did the tour before we went to the game, and so I got to go up on the Green Monster, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, that's a great ballpark, sort of unlike any other. So,
and I got to see my baby Jays play, and they lost, but it was a good game. And I met the infamous bullpen cop too, so that was fun.
Nice, that is fun. All right, well, that is all the fun tweets that we have.
Yeah, this is so sad that we're saying goodbye to you guys.
I can't handle it.
We've had such
a... That's why I had to do Big Brother Australia to cope.
We've had such a great time with you guys.
Yeah, it has been fun.
Like, we're still, like... We cannot believe that people will go out of their way to listen to us every week.
Tweet questions.
Like, bitch about The Bachelor. Like, are
so
you,
much
like,
fun.
We love doing this, and we're so glad that you guys could be along for the ride, and I guess we'll see you in January.
That sounds so far
away. Surprise! We have another podcast coming out this week.
Twisto's Twist.
Twisto's Twist. Our good friend and perennial podcast favorite, Randy Bailey, will be joining us this week for a post-Bachelor in Paradise podcast.
Oh, you guys, it's going to be so good. He is now, like, the most eligible bachelor. He's the expert on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and now, like, he's pledged his allegiance to this new show. He loves, you know, didn't he say something, like, to us that, like, now it's like he only wants to see Bachelor in Paradise contestants from here on out. Like, this is his new show.
Yeah, so he loves it. So we're super excited to talk to him. And we're excited to delay our goodbyes just a little bit longer.
Yeah. This will be like, we'll cover the whole season. Season celebration. We'll try to remember the good times because we were a little down on this episode.
Yeah, we were
down.
Sorry for all the ranting.
Trying to process it. It was kind of like the Nick situation where we were just like trying to process our emotions. Hopefully you followed us.
It's disastrous for
us. Yeah, yeah.
But as always, you can follow me on Twitter at @hstrong_, and you can follow Amy at @RHAPRecapper, and you can find Amy on the Big Brother Australia podcast. If you're following the Rehapa feed, you'll get those automatically. Mm-hmm. I think there's a separate feed for those. Though, isn't there? Probably. If not, then just follow the Rehab feed anyway.
So you'll get the Randy cast and just stay subscribed so that, you know, whenever like something Bachelor related happens, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Weddings, who knows?
Yeah, we'll be around. And you can, as always, read Terry Tronis's blog on robhasawebsite.com. And you can find mine, haleystrong.wordpress.com, where I write about things that are sometimes The Bachelor and sometimes not. So,
you know. Be writing about Boston?
Yeah, I will be. I'll be putting all my pictures up in the next few weeks.
Nice.
It's probably going to take me a while.
Yeah. Probably have a lot of pictures.
The post I'm most excited about doing is the food of Boston. So it's just going to be a lot of food pictures.
Is there Italian food involved?
No, not really. I did have a calzone yesterday, though. Okay. Oh, I did have some seafood. I made sure to have a lobster roll, and it was fantastic.
All right. And yeah, look for, I'm sure everybody likes Rob Has a Podcast on Facebook, where look for a question thread to be going up for questions for Randy, ask questions about the whole season, or just love questions in general about anything you need to know about relationships because he is the expert. So that'll be a lot of fun. And thanks for yo-poing with us, everybody. As always, we'll see you next time. Bye.